The Vancouver International Wine Festival, VIV, tastings, which will take place each evening between February 27th to March 1st, allow consumers to have an opportunity to taste many wines that are not familiar to them. These wines can be purchased as a specialty order at the BC Liquor Store set up at the festival site exclusively during the VIV. One such winery is the Booker family of wines. The winery is named after two orphan brothers, Claude and Dick Booker, who purchased the land in the late 1920s. They dedicated their lives to being great farmers and humanitarians, leaving 100% of their estate to charity when they passed in 1990 and 2000, respectively. In 2001, Eric and Lisa Jensen purchased 100 acres of the property. They wanted to show that the Paso Robles region in California could make wines that could rival those made anywhere else in the world. They began collaborating with neighbors and then released the first vintage of Booker Vineyard wines in 2005. From there, they founded other labels, and at the Vancouver International Wine Festival, consumers will get to taste a full complement of their portfolio from value to flagship wines. Their Harvey and Harriet label is named after Eric Jensen's parents. They loved to drink wine every night and appreciated affordable, everyday drinking wines. So this label represents the entry level of the Booker portfolio of wines. This winery makes three wines, red, white, and rose. The red and white wines will be available for tasting at the VIWF. I sampled both wines and they are great drinking wines that provide instant pleasure without aging. The white wine is a blend of 50% Chardonnay, 18% Chenin Blanc, 14% Grüner Veltliner, 10% Albarino and 8% Viognier that is matured 10 months in 35% New Oak. I tasted oak, caramel, tangerines and tropical fruits with tropical fruit and honeydew on the palate and a minerally and oaky aftertaste. It is available for purchase at Marquis Wine Cellar for $33.99. Their red wine is a blend of 57% Cabernet Sauvignon, 13% Petit Verdot, 12% Syrah, 7% Petit Syrah, 7% Malbec, 2% Grenache and 2% Cabernet Franc. Matured 18 months in 50% new French oak. It is available for purchase at Marquis Wine Cellar for $39.99. Right out of the bottle, you get lots of dark fruit flavors with cherry, cardamom and brown sugar on the nose. With both of these wines, don't overthink or overanalyze them, just enjoy them. MFN or My Favorite Neighbor is a label inspired by Eric's friendship with his favorite neighbor in Paso Robles, Stephen Asio of LaVenture Winery, and represents their mid-level tier of wines. Grapes used in these wines are sourced from neighboring vineyards in San Luis Obispo County. Consumers will get to enjoy their MFN 2022 Blanc at the VIWF, which is made with 100% Chardonnay grapes. This is what I think really great California Chardonnay should taste like, butter and oak, but not over-oaked. I also get pear and lime tastes and aromas with orange blossoms and peel on the aftertaste. It should be priced in the $60 to $70 range at the VIWF on-site liquor store. Finally, consumers will get a real treat by tasting the Booker 2021 Pearl, one of their flagship wines. Booker is known for their Syrah grapes, and this wine is reminiscent of the great Rhone wines from France. This wine is a blend of 91% Syrah and 9% Grenache. Individual lots of grapes were destemmed, fermented in stainless steel and aged in 50% new French oak barrels. This is a very heavy, tannic wine built for aging. Give it lots of aeration, but when served optimally, it will give you black olives, raspberry and violets on the nose and dark fruit, black pepper, olives and licorice on the palate. For more information about these wines, please see my in-depth review of the wines here. I also had the privilege of speaking to Carson O'Connor, brand ambassador for Booker Vineyards. See my interview with him here. Carson is really engaging and he will be attending the International Festival tastings, so say hello to him at the Booker Vineyards booth. I will also be attending the International Festival tastings on February 27th and 28th, so hope to see many readers there. For more information about the Vancouver International Wine Festival, see their website. Until next time, happy drinking. Tony Kwan is a Richmond News columnist. Lawyer by day, and a food and wine lover by night. Quan is an Epicurean who writes about wine, food, and enjoying all that life has to offer. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. Cell phone with Arrow to stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.